What are you going to do for an opening? I don't know. Okay, I'll start the opening. Almost live from across the USA. Oh, no, that's not the right podcast. This is a political QRM, right?
Yes.
Okay. Lock and load, everybody.
Welcome to Political QRM, the 42nd show. This is Anne Marie. Thank you for listening, everybody who ever listens. It's funny what's going on in this world today. And it's strange that the main two stories that I have here both have to do with terrorism. I thought terrorism had been wiped out according to the Obama administration.
Oh, sure, it has.
Yeah, I mean, you know, Osama was dead and Al-Qaeda was on the run. And, gee, the main two stories that we have to deal with have to do with terrorism against the United States. First thing I'd like to focus on is the Boston Marathon terrorist. Good old Tamerlan Tsarnaev. They're still looking for a burial plot for this guy. Nobody wants him. He's at a funeral home in Worcester. The guy has to be prepared someplace. I'm not faulting the funeral director. He's just doing his job. But nobody wants him. Now, his mother, the sweet little loving jihadist that she is, wants him back in Russia. Well, sure. You know, she wants him back. Tell her to pay for it. I know darn well Putin isn't going to, but I think that he is restricted from even being allowing to go back to Russia. I don't think they'll accept the body. So this is my solution, is that we give him the same exact burial that was given Osama bin Laden. Bury him at sea. Throw him into the damn Boston Harbor. And get rid of them that way. I mean, come on. I'm sick of this. Why should this person, this thing, and I'm sorry, he's a thing, have any consideration? I really don't care. Don't care. You know, just bring them to France. They restricted what they can do with farm animals. Throw them out in a field somewhere. Let the vultures get at them. I'm sorry.
Okay.
All right. It may sound bad, but you know, I have no sympathy, no empathy, no nothing. Considering the fact that it has been revealed that this family had $100,000 worth of our taxpayer money in the form of welfare payments.
Really?
Food stamps, yes.
Welfare payments?
Everything, yes. Yes. You think good old little, his little wifey poo, who's still veiled, Catherine Russell, she was actually quite pretty before she became Islamic.
Oh, she didn't, she wasn't before?
No, she converted. You didn't know that?
No.
She converted.
Really?
Yeah, well, anyway, yeah. So they're taking a little bit more look at her, and I'm sorry. I don't believe that she was innocent in this. I think she knew everything that was going on.
Yeah, was she with him before?
Yeah, she was
separated?
With him. No, she was with him in an apartment, but then very recently she went to go live with her parents in Rhode Island. I think she's got a 3-year-old daughter, too, which I think should be taken away from her. I honestly think so, because I think the girl is a little mentally deranged. I'm sorry. You convert to Islam? I'm sorry. I don't know. All right. Maybe I'm being too rough, but this is really, we have three people dead and over 200 injured. Many of them have lost limbs. They're going to be struggling with this for the rest of their lives, and they just put down these backpacks. And they walked away, and they looked people in the eye, too.
Yeah, they acted like they didn't care.
Of course,
as a matter of fact, that was the 19-year-old, was joking about it. on text messages to his friends.
Yes. And speaking of the friends, there were three students from Dagestan that were arrested. And one of them actually was not in the country legally. He had been told to leave, and then he came back. And I do not know why the United States let him back in, but they let him back in. Now, one of them has been released on $100,000 bail, and but he does have a home. He's got to stay at home, and he has an ankle bracelet. And I'll bet you right now he's trying to figure out a way to get out of that thing and get the heck out of the country. Okay, so I don't trust him. I don't trust it at all. But that's, you know, where we stand right now with that. The mother wants the body back in Russia. Not going to happen. And this thing is still going on. I mean, good old whatever the heck. The other guy has been given his Miranda rights.
Is he still talking, or did he lawyer up?
No, he shut up. He lawyered up. And what happened was is that this judge came in who's actually part of an international justice organization.
Wow, jeez.
Yes, and yeah. So Obama sent her to the hospital where the FBI was actually interrogating him, and she went in there and said, "This has to stop," and she read him his Miranda rights. So he's lawyered up now, and he's not saying anything.
Yeah.
I don't know where they're going to put him after he recovers, but they better have a really good cell for him. Because I'll tell you right now, I'm not worried about somebody, some of his Muslim buddies trying to get him out. I'm worried about people trying to break in, trying to kill him.
Well,
come on.
True.
I mean, you know.
True. Yeah.
You know, I mean,
get him out of Massachusetts.
Yeah. There are people in front of that. I mean, they're peaceful, but there were people in front of that funeral home who, you know, who are saying, who are protesting. I mean, they're peaceful about it, but you know, you never know. You never know.
Hmm.
So there's that. And unfortunately, you know, that's another terror attack that Obama said, well, it's not going to happen. Yeah. Second one is another terror attack that happened on September 11, 2012 at our Benghazi consulate.
Oh, that one that happened so long ago?
Oh, yes, according to Jake Carney. Benghazi was a long time ago.
That's like ancient history.
I know, but you know what? George Bush did it. We have to blame George Bush. Don't forget.
I'm sure they'll figure a way.
They'll do that. But we have three whistleblowers that have come out. Now, first one is Greg Hicks, who was the deputy chief of mission at the U.S. Embassy in Libya at the time. He was the one. He's the second in command. And when the ambassador was killed, he was, or, you know, fleeing, he was in charge. And he said he knew it was a terrorist attack from the get-go. He said he knew. He goes, and they told him. And the other one is Mark Thompson, who's a former Marine and now deputy coordinator for operations in the agency's counterterrorism bureau. The problem with this is that there have been accusations that the administration is pressuring them to keep quiet. And, of course, they deny it. And Obama says, this is his little stock answer, "I'm not familiar." Yeah, I'm not familiar with any of that. Yeah, he's not familiar with any of that.
As opposed to, "I can't remember."
Yeah, yeah, okay. That's going to be the same. And then there's Hillary, you know. What difference does it make, okay? Hillary, I think it, a lot of difference. Sweetie.
He's dead.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you know, Christopher Stevens is dead. And three others were
dead. And it wasn't
dead.
A pleasant death based on what...
No, he was sodomized.
Saying, so...
You know, so it was not nice. The thing is that Hicks said he reported an attack on the consulate. And he notified people. And Chris Stevens actually turned and said to him, reported to him. And his last report to Greg Hicks was... "We're under attack," you know, Ambassador Stevens. But the Obama administration decided to go with this video that supposedly prompted this, and they called it at the time, you know, protest.
Oh, the protest in front of the embassy.
The protest, yes.
Yes.
Mm. And, well, by the way, that man is still in jail, the one who made the video.
Really?
He is still in jail. He's still in prison. Mm. They have him on a trumped-up charge of something to do with bad checks.
Oh, really?
Yeah. They said that he violated parole on that, so they put him back in jail. But no, not when they went with a SWAT team in the middle of the night to his place with a bunch of press following the SWAT team with Klieg lights and everything and, you know, filming his arrest. Oh, yeah. No. That was, you know, just taking him into custody for his own protection, because God knows what would happen.
The old infamous perp walk.
Yeah, exactly. But the thing is that military assets were available. They were available in Tripoli. And if they could not, if they weren't, and the thing is that the Pentagon at the time, Leon Panetta says, we could not scramble our assets quickly enough. That is a bunch of baloney. That is a bunch of baloney, because if I understand correctly, when Fox News played a video of a man that was, what do you call it, masked and you know, for his own protection.
Okay, yeah.
He said that the two guys who came to the embassy, the Tyler Woods and, oh God, I can't remember the other guy's name. Forgive me. They were not there originally. They had commandeered a plane and went to Benghazi.
Really?
And the reason was that guy was on top of the roof is because he thought reinforcements were coming. And what they did was Pentagon told them to stand down.
How do you stand down when you're in the middle of it?
No, not them.
Oh.
But reinforcements.
Reinforcements.
The Yeah.
Isn't that special?
They told them to stand down.
I guess some people are worth sacrificing.
Sure. Because, according to the Obama administration, terrorism no longer exists.
Well, you know, either way you look at this, you know, it's really bad if, you know, this was all played out and the administration did it this way. And if it wasn't that way, then it shows that the administration is a bunch of goofballs that don't know what the hell they're doing.
Oh, yeah. They are a bunch of goofballs. Because you know what? There are rumors that Assad did use chemical weapons on his own people.
Oh, yeah.
Okay?
The line's here.
Yeah, well, yeah. In August of 2012, Obama had said, you know, the red line, if he uses chemical weapons, that's a red line that should not be crossed. Well, okay, Obama. Now Obama's going, what red line?
Wasn't there an old Bugs Bunny cartoon like that?
Probably.
The line in the sand?
Yeah. Oh, yes. But the thing is that then an unnamed source from the Obama administration last week said, so what if Assad used chemical weapons on his own people? Wait a minute. How does that concern us? And I'm like, what is this, amateur hour in the White House? Come on, folks. See how stupid they are? Number one, they're stupid. There's a lot of them that are just damn stupid. They do not know anything about foreign policy. They don't know anything about foreign relations and what our America's place in the world is. Secondly, Obama thrives on chaos. He and his people, type of people, thrive on chaos. Because as you know, and as Dead Fish Rahm Emanuel said, never let a crisis go to waste.
Yeah.
So, I don't, you
if
know.
If he truly believes that, then, okay, let's bring the boys back home from Afghanistan. Let's close Gitmo and let them go.
We just lost 7 more in Afghanistan.
If he truly believes that.
One of the Afghan... Isn't that great? One of our Afghani friends killed 2.
Oh.
And the other 5 were killed in a roadside bomb. As far as I'm concerned, bring them home. I'm tired of this. They're just sitting ducks. Seriously. It's target practice for the Taliban.
You know, if you're going to...
I've had it.
It's like Vietnam all over again.
Yes,
like,
that's... You know, yeah.
If you're going to send them over there, then let them do their job and win.
Okay. What's the similarity between what's going on now and Vietnam? Democrats.
Yeah.
Democrats were in charge.
Yeah.
And this is the way they do things. It's like, you know, half-assed. I'm sorry, yeah, but that's the way it is. So this is very interesting, though, because these people are supposed to testify on Wednesday. And they keep saying that there was another witness also. Mm-hmm. But
you think they'll show up and testify?
Let's hope, because Joe DiGenova and his wife, and I cannot remember her name right now, have said that they cannot receive the clearances they need to get a hold of the information to help their people, and the permission that these people need in order to testify. They've been having problems because they have to talk about classified information.
Mm-hmm.
And so far, the State Department is being very, very mum, and they're being very reluctant. So, but I think that they'll do it anyway.
Hiding under classification guidelines.
I think, now, I'll be honest, I hope Hillary gets fried in this, because this was her responsibility. This was her responsibility. When it comes right down to it.
Because we know the buck doesn't stop at the White House.
No.
We know that for sure.
Yeah. Everybody, it's somebody else's fault. That's Kathleen Sebelius's fault. And, for example.
When all else fails, it's GW.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, they're still blaming him for that. But yet, Benghazi was a long time ago. I mean...
Yeah, can you remember back in September?
Isn't that a...
I think that's an Earth, Wind, and Fire.
It is. It is. This is just getting a little bit too muddy. Mm. And I this is something that should not be covered up. I don't know where it's going, but I'll tell you right now, if there is enough information...
Mm-hmm.
And it comes out.
Where is it going to come out?
It has to come out at these hearings.
And who's going to report it?
Who knows?
Not the
Well, I'll be honest with you. CBS. CBS is starting to open up. Yes, they
are.
CBS.
There must be money in it for them.
CBS. Yeah, I wouldn't. Ratings.
Well, it's got to be ratings. More than just ratings.
Well, ad revenues.
Yeah. They must smell blood or something, because...
It's possible.
So far, this press, I'm sorry.
Well, they know they do. They do cover for Obama. They do. Anything for Obama.
Mm-hmm.
Because basically the press made Obama.
Oh, yeah.
They made him. And for them to admit defeat, mm-hmm, I think is going to be really rough. But,
they won't.
They might and they might not. They might throw out enough there and see. They'll test the waters and see if people do want to know. And if they figure they're going to get some good ad revenues or something out of it, I think they'll go with it, because money talks.
Yeah, but I just...
And you know what? This is it for him.
But the current press, you look at the current press out there, and the younger generations, they don't know journalism. They are not journalists.
Oh, no, they're not. They're propagandists.
They don't know how to just tell the news straight out. Whether they agree with it or not, they don't just tell the news. And the way they speak, the way they present it, I've said this in my own podcast. Now, if I'm watching the news, and I don't care what news it is,
mm-hmm,
if they say, and now they're going to do this story, and I hear music starting in the background, I turn it off.
Yeah.
Because that is slanting the news. You put music in the background, you are setting a mood.
Yes, you are. Yeah.
And, Walter Cronkite, we know he was a liberal, but he presented both sides of the news.
Except when he said the Tet Offensive has been lost, Vietnam War has been lost, Tet Offensive was a failure, where actually it wasn't a failure.
Yeah, he did do that,
didn't he?
Yeah,
he did it.
Yeah. So that was probably the beginning of the end for the
Yeah,
for
it
press.
Was. It was. You could tell. You could tell.
But, it's today's press. Hell, today's journalists, you look on the internet, they can't spell. They have grammatical errors all over the place.
They don't know history.
They don't know history. I mean, it's like, wow, I can get better news coverage on Twitter than what officially called journalists these days.
That's true. I do, my Twitter pals and everything.
Because right now, it's just horrible. I don't know whether it's because of the speed of trying to get it out, as fast as they can.
No.
Or it's just that they never learned how to, I'm sorry, but, when I was in school, I was a English C student, okay? Mm-hmm. English and I did not get along very well. And with the upcoming generations now, I feel like I'm an expert. I'm like an English scholar compared to the people coming up in these generations.
Yeah, they have not been taught basic grammar because they're on their cell phones and they're texting, and they're texting with abbreviations, and that's all they know.
And they don't go back and reread the stuff they just wrote.
No. They don't know punctuation.
They don't do fact-checking.
Spelling. They have a very narrow view. They have their little world that they have developed, and and they don't know anything outside of it, and that's it.
Yeah.
We do have a problem. But if CBS and the other networks, well, Fox will definitely support it, will report it, because they're the ones that did the interviews.
Oh, you mean Fox Network, that biased news channel?
Like,
oh, you can't believe a thing they say. They make it all up.
Fox News probably will take it and run with it, since they have already started running with it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that the networks will ignore it. I don't think the networks will ignore it this time, because there's just too much that is coming out. Too many people have said, that's it. I have to do what is right. And there were many people within the administration, rank and file, not people that were put in by Obama, that are finally saying enough. And they're basically, and I have found out, they're basically trying to keep things together in different areas of the government.
Well, I hope so.
They are. I don't know what's going on, somebody has to, because damn it, we have, an administration, a lot of their people are trying to destroy this country, and a lot of people are getting a little bit fed up by it. Fed up.
But don't forget, when all these hearings come up, there's always the ultimate last plan, and that plan is called Squirrel!
Yeah.
Which means, something else comes up.
Something else will make come
up. Everybody's attention goes to that.
Yeah. I wouldn't be a bit surprised. Yeah. I wouldn't be. But you know what? Former U.S. Ambassador John Bolton says that if it could potentially lead to the unraveling of Barack Obama's administration.
I doubt it.
I don't know. I don't know.
I just heard... I don't know who it was now. It was on one of the Sunday talk shows, but they were talking Barack Obama is going to go down as one of the greatest presidents that this country has ever had. And they were serious. I mean, even if you did agree
Barack
with his
Obama,
policies, he hasn't done squat.
Well, he has done a lot, unfortunately.
Yeah, it cost me money.
He has done a lot in destroying this country, not only our rights as Americans, but trampling on the Constitution, putting us in danger because of his pro-Islamic extremism views. The thing that really gets me is that Obama is relishing every single step that we're taking going downhill. I mean, the FDA just okayed the morning after pill for girls 15 years old. I can't tell you how that upsets me. But you have to look at the long view of this. You have a generation that says, okay, so I can have sex and I don't have to worry about it. So they're not going to use protection beforehand because they think that this will protect them, from a pregnancy. But it's not going to protect them from STDs.
Yeah. Yeah. But you shouldn't worry about that because your kids don't belong to you anyway. Yeah, they belong to the community.
Yeah, that's true. But
nothing for you to worry about.
No, I know. I know. I know. There was... it's disgusting what they're doing. It is disgusting. They're cheapening... They're cheapening America's daughters. They really are. And they're encouraging this type of behavior. They really are. I don't know. But this is part of the societal downfall. And this is what actually the Roman Empire went through. Which was interesting. What really brought down the Roman Empire was really social issues more than anything else. It had turned into more of a perverted society. It did. Hmm. And that's what's happening to us. And actually, that's one of the 11 stepping stones of communism. Taking control of the children, breakup of the family, denigration of the youth. It's they're well on their way. Oh, speaking of communism and little Reds, we have good old Bill Ayers, who came out at a Kent State commemoration of those little college students that were killed a long time ago, and where he basically says that, oh, gee, they were like, they weren't guilty of anything. They never did anything. He lost friends, you know, at that town home that blew up. Unfortunately, they were making bombs at the time, and it blew up ahead of time. You know, I mean, he's just an idiot. I mean, you know, Bill Ayers, and he says, I have nothing in common at all with the Boston bombers. What? He said, we weren't terrorists. You know, so...
Oh, really?
No, he didn't think he was a terrorist.
All these guys are now professors at universities.
Every single one of them that was involved in that, involved in the Weather Underground, they're all professors. Columbia, University Chapel Hill, actually Bill Ayers is professor emeritus at, was it University of Chicago, I believe? Mm. And Bernardine Dawn is part of the staff somewhere, some law school. I mean, it's amazing. And it's just like, geez, you know, go away, people. So, yeah. So he says that actually John McCain did more killing and murdering innocent people than he did.
Really?
Yeah, in the Vietnam War. It's like, oh, I'm sorry, the man spent 5 years... You know, John McCain's not my favorite person. But he spent 5 years in a POW camp, you know, and... you got out of jail because of a technicality. So I think Bill Ayers will get his one of these days. Really. I mean, he killed cops, killed innocent people. Yeah, one of these days. And those bombs that they were making in the townhouse that grew, that blew up in Greenwich Village were... Greenwich Village, hello. Were headed down to Fort Dix.
Really?
Yes. They were going to set them at Fort Dix during a dance in which... Not only military would be there, but wives, sweethearts.
Hmm.
Yeah, that's what they were going to do.
And they don't call that terrorism?
Oh, God, no. No, no, no. That's part of the revolution.
Oh!
That's their revolution. That's their revolution for fairness and social justice.
One group's terrorists is another group's revolution.
Yeah, they're terrorists, and they should have all been put in jail or put to death because they are terrorists. I mean, why should Bill Ayers and Bernardine Dorn be treated any differently than the Tanara brothers? Seriously.
No, they shouldn't.
No, they shouldn't. Mm. But unfortunately, you know, why? I don't know. Technicality, great. No more technicalities. Just follow everything and get good lawyers. Make sure the prosecutors are good lawyers.
Jeez.
Yeah, so much is going on here. It really is. It really is amazing. But then we have the illegal... Oh, God. Let's focus on the immigration bill of the Gang of Eight. You know, the last time I heard something like that was in China with the Gang of Four during communist times. Seriously, during Mao Zedong's time, it was called the Gang of Four. And they basically ruled communist China at the time. Now they have this moniker, Gang of Eight. Oh, my God. It's like the Gang of Four, jeez, but twice as bad.
But didn't I read it was going to cost something like $9
trillion? $9.4 trillion in benefits. That's what they will get. Listen, tell you something. I in my job, I go into different types of stores. And there was a guy that I ran into today, and I said, are you working? He goes, no, look at my shirt. Well, his shirt had the name on of a hotel. Uh-huh. He had just gotten off of work. It was noon. He had been at this hotel from 9 o'clock last night. He did the night shift. And then he came in, got his medication that he needed at a drugstore that I was working at. He was heading home to sleep. And yet tomorrow morning or in the evening, he was going to be back at the store. So why should this man have to work two jobs? How many people today are working two or three jobs to get along? And all of a sudden, these people are going to be getting $9.4 trillion in benefits at my expense, at his expense? That's damn unfair.
How come Mexico can't handle it?
Mexico can't handle
it. I hear they're on an upswing. They're getting 3-4% growth. Let me tell
you, yeah, you know why they're getting 3-4% growth in Mexico?
Because we're handling all...
Because all their people coming up here and they're sending money back.
Ah, okay.
That's why. And they're not going to close that border. And basically, Pat Buchanan, who I don't agree with a lot, but he said basically his prediction is that the southern border will completely disappear. And I agree with him.
That would be interesting.
And the thing is that Marco Rubio, who was at one time one of the stars of the Republican Party, well, his star is tarnished. I cannot believe a damn word he says. I won't trust him. He gave a lot of good speeches, and all of a sudden he gets involved with the Gang of Eight, and all of a sudden he starts, you know, saying, oh, yes, we have to have an immigration, and he keeps insisting that it's not amnesty. Well, what is $9.4 trillion, folks? Seriously.
Free money?
It's free money. And plus, they get citizenship. And it's like, no, that's not the way we do things here. And I'm tired of it. So you take a look at that and you go, okay, Gang of Eight, go away. I mean, of course, McCain's in the middle of it. It's like, oh geez Louise.
That's a lot of undocumented Democrats.
Yeah, that's basically what that is. There is no way under God's green earth that any of them are going to vote for the Republican Party, and that's why they're doing this. They think that if it's outreach. It's outreach to the Hispanic community.
Who's paying for it, though?
We are.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, they're using our money to get votes.
They seem to forget the
fact
that...
That's the thing.
It comes from us.
Yes.
And the paycheck gets smaller.
Why all these people that want to bring in these illegal immigrants and make them citizens and give them all this stuff, why don't they go around? Ask Bill Gates to fund it. Ask Warren Buffett to fund it.
No, wait a minute. No, that's not the proper way to do it. They could give money.
No,
but that's not the proper way to do it. We have to do it the official way through the government and let the government do it. And the government will decide where the money's going to come from because we trust in the almighty government to make all our decisions for us. And they'll get that money even if they have to print it themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, that's what they're doing.
Yeah, that's what they're doing.
And lessening the value of the dollar.
Yes.
So now that my paycheck is worth half of what it used to be because they're printing more money.
Yes. Yes, they are printing more money. Our taxes are going up. And all our money is going to terrorists who kill us. $100,000. I'll tell you, that really gets to me. And now $9.4 trillion. A lot of people say that this will not go through, because as parts of it keep coming out, more and more of the American people are getting even more ticked off.
Yeah, but that's never stopped them from doing that before.
Yeah, that's never stopped them.
Have they listened to the American people in a long time?
Yeah. And do you know that D.C. is such a boom town?
It is?
Yes. Yeah, it is.
For what?
Everything. I mean, all the money is there now because of all the federal employees.
Oh, well, yeah.
That are now, yes.
It used to be a time when, you know, when I was looking for a job and I was in the military and I got out and I said, I could work for the agency, which would be poor pay, but steady. I could never get fired, basically, or laid off. And so you have job security. Or I could go work for a contractor, which was higher pay. But you do have to deal with layoffs. And, you know, if you don't perform your job, you could get fired. And I chose to take the contract way to go. And but now you have to consider, because the federal employees, a lot of them are making way more money than contractors are these days.
Exactly.
So, I mean, there's like no decision to be made. If you can get into the federal government, go get into the federal government. You can't get laid off. If anything, if you're a goofball, they'll promote you to get you out because they can't fire you.
Yeah, and the counties surrounding, seven counties surrounding D.C. are the richest counties now in the United States.
Yeah.
And somebody mentioned something on one of the talk shows I was listening to where they said that, you know, a haircut now is down there is what their mortgage was 20 years ago, you know, per month, you know.
Well, we used to live down there.
Yep, I remember.
I was down there 14 years. You were down there longer.
20. Yep. Good old Dennis.
Nobody's from there.
Well, there are people from there.
Yeah, not many of them. They escaped.
Yeah.
Everybody's from somewhere else down there.
Yeah, but simply because of the military.
It's not just military. It's the federal.
Well, federal government, yeah. You know, I mean, we all work down there. DOD, state, you know.
All the staff for all the politicos.
Yep, exactly. And, but speaking of my old stomping grounds,
yes,
there is a story out.
Oh, there's a rumbling going on. I have the window open because it gets hot in here.
Okay. I was like, okay.
And it was a truck going up the road.
They're not coming to get us yet. There's a whistleblower. William Binney worked at NSA for 32 years.
And not Bill Binney. I don't know him, but sounds good.
I think I know the guy. Honest to God, I think I've met him. He's actually, if it's the guy I remember, he's quite amazing, and he's very, very intelligent. He was a code breaker and a mathematician, and he worked against the Soviet Union. So,
Well, anyway, like to call A2.
But anyway, he has come out, and he was interviewed by CNN, and he's a little whistleblower and says that in the past, NSA only used to monitor foreign communications, but now they've turned everything, and they are listening in on everybody's phone conversations, and actually they are keeping them and documenting them.
Oh, really?
Supposedly, yeah. Supposedly, the new facility in Utah is supposed to be...
Well, that's anti...
the repository for all that. But I don't think so, because I remember when I was at the agency, there was a push to get all the info that we, you know, did intercept and all the information to a safer place.
There was this little law called USID 18 that basically said...
I know.
If it's if you're monitoring a communication and you find out it's a U.S. citizen, you trash it immediately.
Yes, we USID 18 prevents it, that is part of the mission of NSA. Says that the only thing that they can do is foreign communications. They cannot listen in on domestic. Which, if this man is correct, it is problematic. And he was describing it as graphs. You get graphs, like several graphs, and different communications, different conversations. He said, then you turn them and you make them 3D, each one of the graphs. Okay. All right. And in it, he said, you thread through and you pull out different parameters that you're looking for. You know, it's just like you throw out and you pull all that stuff out.
Right. It's a super sophisticated traffic analysis.
Yeah. And the way that it starts off flat, but then it's like it turns it into a 3D thing, and you can thread things through, and you put in a, God, I, you know, I used to know that the, brain dead.
I'm that way quite often.
And you got, yeah, well, it's happening more and more to me. I have to be careful here. That's why I'm eating more coconut oil. They say it's supposed to help. No, seriously, I found this out from Jim Quinn of the Quinn and Rose Show on FM 104.7 and out of Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
And there has been documented evidence that says that coconut oil has made strides in helping people who have developing early Alzheimer's.
Really?
Yes. Obviously, it hasn't worked on you yet. But seriously, I said, hey, what the heck? I might as well. So, Jim Quinn, if you're listening, which you're probably not, thank you.
What was that stuff called?
Coconut. I'll be quiet. But anyway, if they're doing this in NSA, then their mission has changed.
It sticks to the bottom of the pan.
Yeah, I know. I'm disappointed because I enjoyed my time at NSA, but I was idealistic. And... I was there for the mission. I know. It sounds terrible. I was there for the mission. I don't know. Ever since I was 11 years old, I started studying the Soviet Union, and I recognized that they were the evil empire before Ronald Reagan ever came out with that. I mean, I knew that. I knew it. And, 11 years old, and that's what I always wanted to do, and I managed to do it. But once I got there, oh boy, reality hits you in the face. You know, but I think I did some good things there. I learned a lot. I know I did help a lot. And our good old Vladimir Putin sent two bear H's over to Alaska again.
Oh, yeah. I saw the headline about that.
Bears buzz Alaska again. Yeah. Ooh, and
it's like the good old days.
Yeah, good old days in the 1980s and 70s where the bears used to make the runs over Alaska. Looks like it's happening again. And do you know why this is happening again? Because because Obama is very weak and Putin, no matter how much it costs, he wants to be the superpower.
Mm-hmm. He's got to worry about China, though.
No, they're making nice with China.
Oh, really?
I think, yeah. Things are not the way they were with China, where they used to stand there at the border and moon each other. They did. They did.
Oh, what a picture.
Yeah, I know. No, but the two bear H's flew off. They did not hit American airspace, obviously, but they were there, and they set up two F-22s.
And they waved at each other.
And they waved, and they take pictures. Oh, it's great. I've seen the pictures.
They smile.
You know, the guys are waving from the bears, and you see the other ones are taking pictures of them, taking pictures of us. Oh, it's so sweet.
It's just a love fest up
in
the air.
It is. It's a love fest up in the air. Unless, of course, they get the command, then all hell breaks loose.
Jeez.
But, They have flown and they're starting it up there.
Yeah,
again.
They say they're flying up and down the East Coast again. They come over the pole,
yeah,
the North Pole, and then fly up and down the East Coast.
Actually, the East Coast was not, when I was there, they didn't do it too much then. They were mainly going over to Alaska, over that area. They would go down past Japan.
Yeah, the T-95s, those things are turboprops, and they can fly forever on
that actually, for as simple as it is, it's a very sophisticated aircraft. It's an amazing aircraft. I mean, it has terrific
stamina.
They can
go almost the same speed as B-52s.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they can go longer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, they definitely, they're the Prius of the bombers.
Especially the bear G's and the H's, they get those things up and no problem. And you know, I'm wondered why they kept the turboprop and didn't go with the jet like we did with the B-52s and because it works.
There's more efficient.
It is. It's very efficient.
You don't have to have tankers up there flying around.
They can carry a lot more equipment. It's an amazing aircraft. That's the one thing they did correctly.
Yeah. And it's about as old as a B-52, too.
I think it is a little bit older.
It might be, yeah.
I think it's a year or two older.
Because it's a prop.
Yeah.
It's actually twin props.
Yeah. That is an amazing
twin
aircraft.
Twin props on the same spoke, that's what I mean. You know.
And I know fighter pilots, when they said it's an amazing aircraft. You see that thing coming at you. It's like, whoa. Yeah. So, I don't know. Back to the good old days, right?
Oh. Well, they've flown past Guam now. They've gone up and down the East Coast. Now they've hit Alaska. Well, not hit Alaska.
No, well, they always went to Alaska. They always went down Kamchatka Peninsula.
Oh, yeah.
Now...
Oh, you fly over Kamchatka now.
Yeah. If they do the Northeast, mm-hmm. that's troubling.
Yeah, because when I've flown to Japan...
I don't remember them doing that in the 80s.
I'll tell you, I got real nervous. I was flying on a business trip, and we were first leg was going to Narita in Tokyo, Japan, and of course we took off from Chicago, kind of went over the pole down the curls there, and I'm looking down and I'm looking and we're over Kamchatka Peninsula, and in the old days in the Soviet Union you stayed 20 miles. Yeah.
You stayed in international waters.
In international water from all that. Now we're flying right over the peninsula. And, of course, that made me very nervous because I spent some time over in that area watching maps.
Well, don't forget, too, KAL 007.
I was there when that happened.
I know. So. I was at the agency when that happened. And I'm going to be honest with you, that was damn close.
So that I got to admit, that made me a bit nervous. And I said... Things have changed. We can fly here now.
Well, yeah, things have changed to a point, but not... Yeah. You know, the thing is, Putin is more dangerous than any of the past Soviet leaders because he's smarter.
Mm-hmm.
He's smarter than any of them were. He has an understanding of what exactly makes a country work economically.
Yeah.
And he allowed capitalism to take effect there. And when he came in 2001, he did some really dirty tricks. For example, the head of...
Oh, the oil company?
The oil company. He's now in jail on trumped-up charges of tax evasion. Basically, what Obama did... excuse me. Whoa, talk about Freudian slip. What Putin did was, you know, said that you evaded taxes and everything, and then they... nationalized it, and now it's a government-run thing.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, that's what he's doing.
Well, they've taken a... He's learning from China, because China's doing
but
the
he's
same thing.
Yeah, but he's very, very smart about it. Because, and also, what he is doing is former Soviet satellites, former Soviet republics, he's basically starting programs... like military cooperation, Turkestan, Armenia, Belarusia, Georgia. They keep going on and on and on. And even in Ukraine now, there's a nicer feeling toward him because of the people that are now in charge. And he just keeps going around and around, and every single one of those Soviet satellites, now they have some cooperation with them, with air bases, with military equipment, with advisors. Hmm. But yeah, he's doing it. It's a more kinder, gentler
Soviet
type.
Union.
So for you, yes. You know, and the thing is, it's like, you know, it's sort of like, come into my parlor, said the spider to the fly type deal. You know.
Yeah. Now... I read a headline again. I read a lot of headlines and don't get to read the stories because I see them at work. And, of course, I'm not supposed to be reading stories at work. I'm supposed to be working. So I see a lot of headlines.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw one today. And I don't know whether you read up on it or not, but there were supposedly tens of thousands of protesters, Putin protesters, protesting today.
Really?
Yeah.
Against
Putin.
Oh, was yeah.
I think it was. A drudge.
yeah. Because you know what, it was an anniversary.
Oh,
where a year ago. It's the year anniversary.
He posed
no, this is inauguration.
This is inauguration. That's right.
And what happened since his during his inauguration last year, he had a whole bunch of mass arrests because there were protests last year, and you know.
And so now all these people are being followed home, and they'll disappear.
Yeah, half of them will disappear. The same thing, you know. So you know, these people, they can't underestimate this guy. Mm-hmm. Don't. He, like I said, I look at him and it's like, oh man, he's smarter than Obama is, much smarter. And I never thought I would actually say that. You know, Russia had actually warned us about the Tsarnaev brothers. And they told the FBI, take a look at these guys. These guys are trouble. The FBI kind of went, yeah.
What do you know?
And then they let them go. Yeah. They questioned them and then they let them go. All right. So now when this thing did happen, Obama and company turn around and go, oh, you know, why didn't you warn us and everything? And, you know, they hold up their hands and said, sorry, we did. And I have to agree with Putin on this. I never thought I'd say this. that I agree with Putin on anything. But yeah, he was right. They did warn us. They called. They actually called. They called.
Yeah, he got a couple guys in Boston.
Seriously. You know, and the thing is, it's like, you know, they know because they know Chechen
Yeah, well, yeah, they've been dealing with them.
Exactly. I mean, come on. What happened at the school in Beslan, the theater in Moscow.
Yeah, I remember that.
Both of them were Chechen rebels.
Yeah.
And so, you know, you take a look at this and it's like, are we just being stupid?
Yeah, we are. I'm serious.
I don't think it's stupidity as much as it's him, Obama scrambling to keep hold of power, and he's failing. I think he's failing miserably. And anybody who says that he's going to be one of the greatest presidents, he's stupid. Seriously,
no,
stupid.
He's got
when we have a White House spokesperson saying, or somebody, he was unidentified, saying, so what if Assad used chemical weapons on his people? How does that affect us? Excuse me.
He's got teleprompter one. What are you talking about?
Teleprompter one. Oh, my God. I think that Benghazi, the hearings on Benghazi are really going to blow up into something else.
I hope you're right, but I think they will
because I think it's getting more and more press. CBS is actually picking up on it. They're asking more and more questions. And if this does go into an impeachment,
it won't.
You never know.
Oh, it won't.
You never know.
Yeah, it won't.
You never
know. Well, let's put it this way. If the House still remains Republican, it could go into an impeachment, but it'll never get past the Senate.
Okay. There's one thing.
It'll be just Bill Clinton all over again.
No, okay. Well, no. Hang on. The Senate, last time with Bill Clinton, we were in charge of the Senate.
And it still didn't get through.
Exactly, because Trent Lott turned to the House and said, you're not going to throw this on me. They had the proof to impeach him and remove him from office.
And you see how that happened, what happened there, and the Republicans controlled the Senate. Now, they don't control the Senate. The Democrats control the Senate. And you think it's going to happen?
Well, what happens is, you know as well as I do, that the House votes for impeachment.
Right.
And the Senate has the trial.
Right. And the trial will never happen.
I know.
Just get used to it.
I know. But maybe this will damage Hillary Clinton enough. And that's what we have to look forward to.
Did you hear that there's some of the people on the Democratic side are trying to disqualify Cruz?
Oh yeah, I heard about that because they said that
2016.
Yeah, it's just like, give it up.
Because he's not a U.S. citizen.
Yeah, he is a U.S. citizen. Hey, listen, if Obama's a U.S. citizen, then he is.
That's what I read. It's like, oh, too bad. The precedence has been set by this.
Yep, you guys said it yourself, so yeah. You better stop. And they can't stand Ted Cruz.
I don't know that much about him. I've heard
he's a firebrand. Yeah. He doesn't give up. He said that his constituents sent him to Congress, to the Senate, on a mission for a specific purpose, and he told them he was going to do whatever he promised, and he's going to do it. And this is what he stands for. And I'll tell you, he's been getting criticized. I mean, Harry Reid just called him a schoolyard bully. You know, Ted Cruz was probably quaking in his shoes over that. Oh my God, Harry Reid called me a schoolyard bully. Please.
It's because we've got a lot of anti-bully stuff going on now, so we call him that. Yeah, I find that I don't get to watch as much news as I used to because of my new imposed rule that anytime I hear music behind a story, yeah, I turn it off. Yeah. I don't watch a lot of news because I turn it off all the time.
Yeah, that's true. Well, you know, and then there's Bill Richardson, former governor of New Mexico. He said he's not Hispanic enough. It's like, Bill, guess what? He doesn't have to be Hispanic. He's an American. Ted Cruz is an American of Hispanic heritage.
Talk to the mic.
Oh, sorry. Sorry. Let me move this a little bit.
Yeah.
Of Hispanic heritage, okay, which is important. He's an American. But let's, you know. So it's like, who cares if he's not Hispanic enough? Give me a break. So it's just like, oh, I'm sorry, I'm not Italian enough. So what? I can't go to Italy? I don't know. Hmm. So this is amazing. So they are basically going to try and destroy Ted Cruz. They are.
Oh, yeah.
Even the Republicans are doing it because he has been taken to task by the Republican elites and told that he overstepped his bounds as a freshman. He's, you know,
it's because there's
too
no difference.
Vocal.
There's no difference between the Democratic Party
no,
and the Republican
isn't.
Party.
Not at this point. Not at this point. Not at this point.
We're doomed either way.
Well, you know.
Third party.
Yes, but they have to be. They have to be organized. But before I think all that happens, I really think that the Mideast is going to start blowing up. I mean, Israel just did 2 strikes.
Yeah, I'm a little concerned about that.
Well, what happened was is that let's clear this up a bit. They had proof and evidence that the weapons there were going to be sent to Hezbollah and Hamas. And then eventually they would find their way over to Israel. Thank you very much, in the form of rockets.
Syria.
And whatever.
Right?
Syria was sending them to
those
Hezbollah weapons.
You know, yes. Like those ones that, you know, while we were playing with the UN for 6 months, there were truckloads of stuff going over to Syria from Iraq.
Yes. Yeah. Isn't that interesting?
There was no weapons of mass
destruction. No, of course there were.
Of course there were. 6 months, you can move a lot of stuff into Syria.
Exactly. So Israel has taken upon themselves, and actually they did not tell the United States, which I don't think they should have, because basically this was an Israeli problem. And the way Obama has treated Israel and you know, Benjamin Netanyahu, they don't owe us anything. Israel doesn't owe us the time of day. And they're our biggest ally, and this is what happens. No. That is a problem. So we have that. Iran is still rallying their swords. We don't know
what. Yeah, that's been kind of quiet. North Korea's quiet now.
Yeah, whatever happened to Un?
I don't know.
He showed up for his father's anniversary, anniversary of his death. But other than that, he's
been quiet.
And from what I understand, they took the missiles off the launch pads.
Really?
They brought them back. So I'm thinking that probably the military, you know, people are probably sitting on him right now, literally, and saying, listen, fat boy, you're not moving.
I mean,
shut up.
Yeah. Jeez. Who knows?
Isn't life wonderful?
It is.
You know, you just got to look at all this stuff and just, you know. Here's a good one for you. The Onion was hacked by Syrians.
Oh, that was another thing that's supposed to start tomorrow, I believe.
What?
There's supposed to be basically a giant hackathon with all the Al-Qaeda and all the different Muslim groups.
Oh, I'll definitely be on that list.
They're supposed to start. No, they're supposed to be attacking. I think they're going after government. Sites and things like that.
Great. So, well, you know what? I'll be honest with you. It'll probably be very easy for them to hack into any of the sites in DOD or anything like that, since there are so many Muslim people now in charge inside.
You know,
I'm serious.
Yeah, I know. I
so
it's going to be mostly their script kiddies going out, though.
You know.
We'll see. We'll see what happens tomorrow. Well, tomorrow's just about now over there, so.
Yeah, it is.
We'll see if the internet slows down, things get changed, you know. CIA site has something different on its front page in the morning.
Yeah. Yeah.
FBI.
Yeah, no, you go on the CIA page, yeah. Right? When you come up and all of a sudden you hear the call to prayer. I wouldn't be a bit surprised. Yeah, great. If that happens, somebody's going to be knocking at my door going, how do you know that?
Yeah,
shut up. Shut up. It's not me. I didn't know.
Lucky guess.
I'm a research analyst. What can I tell you guys? What can I tell you? So that is life in our United States today. And it's been very, very... Oh, gosh. I don't know. It's like a whirlwind lately. I mean, so many things going on in this world. There was no real control over anything, whereas the U.S. used to have a handle on things. You know that? We put out the fires many, many times throughout the world, and now there's nobody doing that anymore.
As long as that doesn't really affect us, I'm not too worried about that. Matter of fact, I'm kind of, let's pull all our people back home.
Oh, I agree with that.
And when people ask for help, say, yeah, you guys handle it.
I agree with that. I think right now,
good.
Our military forces over in Afghanistan are just target practice for
yes,
the Taliban.
They are.
I'm tired of it.
It really is.
All right? I don't think that we're going to be able to accomplish anything else in Afghanistan.
No, we need to come home.
We need to come home. For all our efforts there, Afghanistan is still in the 14th century. And seriously, except for pockets of it.
Mm-hmm.
Here and there, which is probably in the 17th century.
And it always will be, just
it
because
be.
Of the...
It's the tribes. The tribal...
Well, it's the tribes and it's the...
The extremist Muslims.
It's just the lay of the land and
yes,
everything, too.
Exactly. I mean, so, it's time to bring them back. Mm-hmm. It really is. I think we've wasted enough resources, both in human toll... And just taxpayer money. Let's bring them home. I never thought I'd say that, but yeah, it's time.
Yeah,
it really is time. I really think
it's time for us to come home, sit home, and let the world. Because right now, every freaking country out there has something to say about the United States. So it's okay. Let's just
come home. I was thinking about that.
Come on home.
And I was listening to a talk show, and and somebody said. Well, I believe it was Rush Limbaugh. Yes, it was. And he said, the liberals actually believed in their heart of hearts, he said, and I believe this, that when Barack Obama was elected president, that the world would love us. Yes, seriously. That's what he said. He said, that's what these people honestly believe.
Not against Barack Obama. It's anybody who would have become president.
Well, the liberals. Well, no, the liberals.
I know, but
yeah.
Anybody,
whether it was Hillary, yes.
Any supporters who think that Republican, independent,
no,
Democrat, it wouldn't matter.
Well, you know what the thing is that sure, nobody, they well, people and groups throughout the world. Many of them, they don't like us, and that's fine. But I would rather that they didn't like us because we were a strong nation. And rather, than what they're doing now. They're hating us because we're this little weakling. Yeah. And what happens when you see a weakling? You treat them with disdain.
You bully them.
You bully them, exactly. And that's what's happening right now. We're getting bullied.
Because no matter what you do, no matter what you say, all this anti-bullying stuff that goes along, there will always be bullies.
Yeah, they will always be bullies, and you have to learn to stand up to them.
Right.
And that's the secret to handling bullies.
Yes.
Not to make them more understanding, or you understand them. Just stand up to them and give them a black eye.
Yeah.
And then they will sit. Because, case in point, after... Muammar Gaddafi leveled the Marines in Lebanon.
Mm-hmm.
Remember that?
Yeah.
What did we do? Went and bombed the crap out of them.
Yep.
We didn't hear from him for what, 15 years?
Yeah.
So there you go. That's how you deal with it.
Yep.
That's how you deal with it. Oh, wait a minute. I just wanted to say something.
Okay.
We were talking about bears earlier. TU-95s.
Oh, okay.
Not
the black ones that hang out in our backyard.
Wait a minute. That brings to mind what happened to me this morning.
Okay.
I went to bring Sammy out this morning. And I figured, I'll bring him down the hill. It's a wonderful, beautiful morning. So we go outside the garage. And we're walking, and all of a sudden, both of us look at the same time, and there was a black bear not 40 feet away from us. Yeah. I was like, oh, my God. Well, good old Sam. Oh, and they're so perfect for an animal.
You just want to go up and hug
them.
Yes,
you do. I mean, they look what you think they would look like. They're big. They're fuzzy. They look perfect. I'm not kidding. It's not like there's tufts of fur or anything.
No, they got a nice shiny coat.
They're beautiful. Yeah. And Sammy, of course, being the loving little puppy he is, wanted to go play, right? So he's like, you know, at the end.
Oh, my, playmate.
Yes, playmate.
Pink doggy.
Oh, 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 oh. And I'm like, oh, my God, you know. So the thing looks at me, and I look at it, and he starts, you know, going, I got to get out of here. I got to get out of here, you know. So he's finally finds it, but it was like, oh, my God. And Sammy's like, and I'm grabbing him with the leash and trying to grab him on his collar and dragging him into the house. And he's just so upset. We get into the house, and he's just running back and forth and back and forth. But the bears are back in New Hampshire, too.
They are. And we always have one that comes by this time of year.
Him. He's so cute.
He already took out one of the bird feeders.
That's true. This is the second visit.
And we can always tell when he's in because we have a iron shepherd's
hook
and... you know, the deer come up and they'll eat out of the bird feeders. And, of course, the birds do and the squirrels do. But we always know when the bear has been by because it's always bent to the ground.
Oh, yes.
And the bird feeder is taken off.
Yes. Sometimes it's either trashed or it's gone.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've had to replace a few. But you know what? Eh.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, they're cute.
Hey, in the past, he's actually unscrewed the top.
Oh, we have pictures. We have pictures of him sitting on his butt with his feet sticking out.
His feet sticking out, yeah.
And just emptying a bird feeder into his mouth.
He's so cute. Honest to God, folks. I mean, you haven't lived until you've seen a black bear sitting in your backyard.
Of course, you get to take Sammy out first thing in the morning. I take him out for last outs.
Yeah.
And I get nervous about this time of year because it's dark and you can't see black bears in the dark.
That's true.
And I'm always afraid I'm going to, whoa, you know, there he is like 20 feet away or something.
Yeah, because they have come in the front of the house.
Yeah.
They have gone down.
And of course, Sammy is such a scaredy cat dog. I mean, I take him out and, you know, he'll go out there and then he'll stare into the woods.
Mm.
And he'll look. And then all of a sudden he'll get nervous and start running back to the garage.
Yes.
I say, you're supposed to be the protector here.
Yeah, he's a 112-pound Malamute and he's such a mush pie. Okay, folks. Listen, you know what? Thank you so much for joining me today. I appreciate your time. Next week, we're going to see what happens with the Benghazi hearings and anything that goes on. Who knows? By this time next week, we could be in the middle of a war in the Middle East. I don't know. God forbid. Right. But, you know, just enjoy life while you can.
And I would like to kind of end
some,
and part
it's
of
my
it.
Show.
Okay, well... I would just like to say what I usually say at the end of my podcast, Late Night QRM.
Stop the self-promotion here, huh?
Hey, we promote yours all the time on ours.
Do you really?
Yes, we do.
Oh, I'm sorry. Then please be my guest. I didn't know that.
Yes, we promote you all the time. Every member of the Late Night QRM hosts, all the hosts, are avid political QRM groupies.
Oh, really?
Yes,
I didn't
they
know
listen.
That.
They subscribe.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yeah, so we always end Late Night QRM with, we like to say thank you to all the military out there, both CONUS and OCONUS.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, some people may not know what that means, but most of the military knows what that means. And we just want to say thank you so much, and especially for the OCONUS guys. We hope you get back home to your family and friends as soon as possible.
Hear, hear.
So, with that...
God bless America, folks. See you next week.
Samson, speak!
Good boy.